Next year, Alaska is supposed to move forward on the engineering and design work of a natural gas pipeline. The project would cost at least $45 billion, with that amount split between the state, Exxon, BP, ConocoPhillips, and TransCanada. If the project gets built, it would allow Alaska to sell North Slope gas to Asia and use the revenue to help pay for state government. But there are a lot of things that must happen before the state gets to that point. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez checks in with us on where the legislature is on its timeline. Hi, Alexandra.
Hi, Lori.
So tell us, what issues does the legislature need to address to stay on schedule?
There are a couple of things they need to deal with if they want to stay on track. For one, the proposed gas line is supposed to be built through some special areas like the Nancy Lake and Captain Cook State Recreation Areas. A bill that would give the state right-of-way for them to build through those places needs to be passed for that to be allowed. Today, two bills that would do just that were dropped. Governor Bill Walker submitted one through the Senate, while the co-chair of the House Resources Committee, Representative Dave Talrico, offered his own version in that body.
So what's the other piece?
Going into session, lawmakers were also hoping to address the issue of municipal property taxes. If the property is built, communities along the pipeline corridor stand to gain a lot in revenue. We've seen that happen with local governments near the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, like the North Slope Borough and the City of Valdez, and that would happen again here. But so far, we haven't seen any sort of municipal property tax bill appear, and there isn't talk of any hard legislation on that front coming anytime soon. Now, some members of legislative leadership say they don't need to see that piece for the project to stay on track, but that it would help them to make progress on that front, especially if they plan to meet this fall for a special session on the gas line.
Alexandra, there's been a lot of friction between the governor and some legislative leaders on the issue of the gas line. Where do things stand between them right now?
Well, the governor and the speaker of the House, Mike Chenault, a Republican from Nikiski, have both said they agree a gas line should be built. They have different visions of how to go about it. Over the years, the legislature has advanced a project where the state would basically enter a partnership with the North Slope producers. Meanwhile, Governor Bill Walker has been more of an advocate for the state taking a larger ownership share. The two really started clashing in earnest on this last month when the governor said he would take a different gas line project known as the Alaska Standalone Pipeline and scale it up. That ASAP project, the Alaska Standalone Pipeline, has been treated kind of as the state's ace in the hole should a big project not get built. But what the governor wants to do is essentially make it a size that's on par with the other project the state's pursuing, the $45-plus billion project. The legislature is not really incredibly supportive of this in terms of its leadership. After the governor made this announcement, the House Speaker and other members of House leadership dropped a bill that would essentially prevent that from happening, that would keep the small line a small line. That bill was heard for the first time today in committee, and for the most part, nothing really cataclysmic happened, but they used the platform to kind of express their frustration with the governor and kind of advocate their own points. But it wasn't really any fireworks. In fact, probably the hearing room wasn't at capacity by any stretch. In fact, with most people down the hall following a House Judiciary Committee hearing where the Juneau Police Department had brought samples of marijuana and different paraphernalia instead. So it kind of got overshadowed by that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that update, Alexandra.
Thanks so much, Lori.
That was APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reporting from Juneau.